What's good, Mudia Zimbabwe? Welcome to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Mudia Zimbabwe, The Connection, Muineni Mike Hobe. Unfortunately, Mudia Zimbabwe, we're unable to give you this program live. As per usual, due to COVID-19, we're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 15th of September, 2020. Mudia Zimbabwe, Ntokazo Muhle, I'm your host, Michael Horvitz. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19, coronavirus. Joining us is going to be Dr. Tinotendas Memeza as we tackle the rise in COVID-19 cases. But we don't just look to end the conversation there. We also look to touch on another discussion, Mudia Zimbabwe, a development that happened in the nation last week. Last week, we witnessed the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, as many know it, launched an online whistleblower platform, which will allow Zimbabweans to report corruption or crime anonymously on their pages. You'll be able to use your cell phone. Is this going to help in the fight against corruption? We look to hear more from the nation's youth. But first up, Chirwere coronavirus, COVID-19. According to Johns Hopkins University, over 29,306,000 people have contracted a coronavirus worldwide. Approximately 930,000 people have died due to COVID-19. And some positivity, 19,880,000 have recovered. So the numbers again, worldwide figures, 29,306,000 have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. Approximately 930,000 people worldwide have died due to COVID-19. And positivity, 19,880,000 people worldwide have recovered. These figures are changing by the minute. So by the time we go on air, once again, this is a pre-recorded program. By the time we go on air, these figures most likely would have changed. According to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, in Zimbabwe, we currently have over 7,531 cases, 224 are dead, and approximately 5,700 people have recovered. So for those watching on our stream, as usual, you can see the figures on the screen. The latest information released by the Ministry of Health, it unfortunately does not show the cumulative amount of tests that have been conducted to date. However, it highlights that 349 PCR tests were conducted yesterday. And of those 349, 5 cases came back positive. 12 were reported recovered. And thank Mudimu, thank God, Tinotenda Nkulunkulu, 0 died. So those are the figures. One more time in Zimbabwe. Once again, the figures stand as 7,531 COVID cases, 224 dead, and approximately 5,700 recovered. So as you see from the data shown, the gap between people that have contracted coronavirus and people recovering from COVID-19 is closing. We've reported about this for the last couple of weeks, and it seems as though it's progressing. Without further ado, Mudia Zimbabwe, let us head over to our conversation that we have with Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, whereby he highlights what is causing this rise in COVID cases, and we touch on other issues that are COVID-related in Zimbabwe. Let us head over to Dr. Tinotendas Memeza.
I think, the numbers are increasing as expected. The deaths, because the numbers are increases, you also expect an increase in the number of deaths. Mm-hmm. But also, on a positive note, the number of recoveries are also good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we're just noticing is just the trend of the virus, mm-hmm. which is rising, but in a sense, it's being contained as a result of more people recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Another trend that has been noticed throughout the world, that most people actually recover from them.
Right. I've always been curious because there's been so many theories around COVID-19, amongst them being the change of seasons, that in some places when it's summer, apparently the numbers don't go up or they decrease, and vice versa, when it's winter, apparently that's when they go up. In Zimbabwe, do you think that this trend is applicable?
In theory, mm-hmm. it might be. Mm-hmm. In the sense that we can note that in Zimbabwe this year we had a short winter.
Right.
Uh, but that wasn't as long as expected. And one thing about the coronavirus, it contains a fatty layer that has a protein on the center, a protein RNA, DNA. So what happens is UV light is said to destroy the fatty coat, which is sort of like the protective layer of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So more exposure to UV light, then the destruction of the virus. Mm-hmm. So in theory, it actually does apply to say when it's summer, the virus doesn't spread as much as it does in winter.
So in theory, technically, as a country, we've been at the mercy of the summer.
Exactly. Okay. It's actually Africa in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole of Africa because the weather patterns in Africa are mostly sunny.
Yeah. Right. So now, if we take a look at what's happening in other parts of the world, you know, as other parts of the world now enter into winter, some places are starting to get hit by a second wave of coronavirus. Yeah. And that's led to them now going into another lockdown, just as they thought things are getting better. Zimbabwe, it's flipped. We're slowly starting to ease things out. People are slowly, you know, the conditions of the lockdown are also being loosened. People can travel and so forth. Before we touch on the traveling aspect, as a country, do you think we should always keep a plan to ensure if anything happens? Do you think we need a second wave plan?
Definitely, we do. Because the thing is, we don't know exactly. We're still studying the virus. So we don't know its patterns, and sometimes the virus tends to mutate.
Mm-hmm.
So the first wave, it might come and just acclimatizes with the environment and so forth. Then it actually mutates and then starts to affect people as it develops a protective mechanism against whatever weather patterns and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we should always be prepared for a second wave, whether it is the virus just multiplying or the virus itself mutating. Mm-hmm. So I think there should always be plans to be prepared for a second wave either way.
Mm-hmm. I am curious, though, what is the difference between influenza and COVID-19? I'm thinking of the explanations, and they seem to be part of the same family, but how is that one is more lethal than the other?
It's actually the... they're similar, but not the same. So if you see how influenza, do you know about the flu pandemic that happened long back?
Right, right.
It was really lethal. And about 50 million people died during that time of the flu pandemic. So, but over time, you develop protective mechanisms against it. Your body changes structurally and to fight against it. You develop immunity against it such that it becomes no longer lethal.
Mm-hmm.
It was. So it's the same sort of pattern that coronavirus is now just starting out. Mm-hmm. It's lethal. Mm-hmm. But over time, you will see that we'll develop immunity against it and resistance against it such that it will be... like what we do to flu, Corona will be the same thing. So it's more to say that our bodies restructure and also try to get immunity over time. But as it stands now, since it's a new virus, that's why it's bombarding us as it is.
So now, in such a circumstance, is it necessary to go with the whole preventative measures that we're doing instead of just exposing ourselves up until we retain some kind of tolerance?
Well, it's good to go with, because we are looking at the acute stage. People will die.
Right,
so we don't want people to die. So it's good to actually get preventative measures.
Mm-hmm.
And then if... a vaccine is found or is discovered, that will help boost immunity. Well, sometimes, so how vaccines work, that they take a dead coronavirus or a live attenuated, so something that is not as deadly. Mm-hmm. It's injected into your body, then you develop immunity naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Again. So it helps to speed up that sort of process that we might develop over time. So So it's actually good to continue doing these preventative measures. Mm-hmm. Although some theories are saying some people have already developed herd immunity to mm-hmm. say you have naturally developed immunity against it just through the exposure. Right. But we don't want to risk people dying that might not develop that immunity.
Okay. Ngatimbobata nyaya ine rimiro amai. Tiudzeiwo maonerenyu pamusoro pezvekukwira kwenhamba dzevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere checoronavirus munyika.
Kukwira kwemanhamba uku, it is expected kuti manhamba anofanira kunge achikwira nenyaya yekuti tinenge taakutestawo maningi. Uyezve vanhu vakawanda vaakuti fambei, nyika yavhurika. Saka manhamba anoexpectwa kuti arise. But on a positive note, rukuona kuti izvo, although my numbers are to rise, vanhuwo vari kurecover, vakati one day, ende vanhu vari kufa, although vari kuwedzera, asi havasi kuwedzera maningi, sezvaive zvakaprojectwa ne vana mazvikokota. Saka tinoti zvokuratidza kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuwanawo utachiona wecoronavirus, asi vakati wandiye vari kurecover, which is a good thing.
Tochibata kazvimwe zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nyika pasi rose. Tiri kuonawo kuti dzimwe nyika aiwa dzakutopinda busy zvekare vakudzokera kuye kulockdown kwavanga vambotiza. Nemhaka yekuti vakurohwa zvekare necoronavirus vanzi vakarohwa newave 1 yekutanga vaizawo malockdown restrictions sezvatiri kuita kuZimbabwe. Vachidaro coronavirus payavarohwa zvekare. Nemaonero enyu mungati senyika yeZimbabwe tinofanira kutarisira kusangana nedambudziko rakafanana naye.
I think seZimbabwe tinofanira kungogara takagadzirira kuti tinokwanisa kuwana second wave. Nenyaya yekuti tavhura nyika, vanhu vaakufamba-famba, saka izvozvo zvinokwanisa kuwedzera coronavirus. Uyezve iro virus pachezvayo inokwanisa kuchinja. Zviprotect against zuva ratikuti rakanyanya muAfrica. Saka inoita inoadapt. Izvozvo zvinokwanisira kuti rizokwanisa kurarama kwenguva yakati rebei. Saka tinofanira kungoramba takangogadzirira vanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti ti prepare if anything is to go the matter later second wave.
All right, Doc, now let's wrap up our conversation here. Lockdown restrictions, you were touching on the fact that they've been loosened. Recently, we heard Cabinet and the President himself announce that people can now travel within the country. Now, as people travel, of course, the number is still increasing, the amount of deaths is still increasing. What advice would you have for them to ensure that they don't contribute towards the spreading of COVID in the country?
Oh, okay. I'd say if we can try to minimize travel, by all means, that would be good. Up until we have really gotten a hold of this pandemic. But as now the nation is open to travel and so forth, we should always practice the things that we've been talking about each and every other week. To say, let's practice our social distancing, our strict hygiene, washing of hands, and so forth, so as to minimize the spread of this pandemic. So we should always avoid unnecessary travel, mm-hmm. by all means, just to sort of manage the situation that we have. Because as Zimbabwe, we don't have enough resources or capacity to contain the pandemic. It is to actually become full-blown in Zimbabwe. So we should practice the principles that we have been discussing throughout this.
Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, ngibonga uDokotela Tinotenda Simemeza ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much to Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza for taking time out to join us here on The Connection as usual. You heard him there touching on COVID-19, the increase in COVID-19 cases, as he mentioned, is to be expected. So just a recap, as we speak, the amount of figures stand as this. Over 7,531 COVID cases in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, 224 dead, and approximately 5,700 people have recovered from COVID-19. But now, COVID-19 in Zimbabwe has become a very strenuous fight in terms of resources. Some places currently are still gathering resources and trying to attain donations in terms of food, PPE, computers, and different things that will all help towards the fight against coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to Bulawayo, where there's an organization called I Am For Bulawayo Fighting COVID-19 that has been working endlessly, tirelessly for the past 6 months in the fight against coronavirus, helping hospitals in Bulawayo by seeking donations and by providing donations to these different institutions. Last week, they provided another donation to one of the hospitals. So let's head over to a clip that we received courtesy of them, whereby they're talking about their most recent donations.
And I am very pleased that today we are here to hand over to the National Reference Lab a refrigerator that was facilitated through Bulawayo My Home, a diasporan-based group in the UK that gave us money. And based on the needs assessment we've made and our engagement with the team here at the lab, we were able to identify this as a priority need. But also other funds that have come to us, we have been able to install a JoJo tank to help the lab manage to have clean water throughout the season when there's a water crisis in the city. And then we also had two rents that helped us facilitate for the lab to have three computers for them to capture the data of the tests that they are doing.
They donated a fridge for us, which we what we use for is for storage of samples that we have done to test for COVID. That's the fridge which they gave us. I think the fridge which we have, it will go a long way because it has got different shelves so that all the specimens which we have received, if packaged correctly, they will all fit.
I Am For Bulawayo Fighting COVID-19 there. Shout out to them for the work that they're doing in the Bulawayo area. They've donated three different things. A water tank to help in the fight against water, because right now water crisis is a big thing, not just in Bulawayo, but in the rest of the country. Two other places, such as Harare, the nation's capital, are also having water problems. We're going to head to that shortly. But they've donated a water tank to help in the water, to help combat the water challenges that they might face. They have donated fridges, which are going to be used to store samples. And of course, they've donated computers, which will help in terms of tracing and registering all things coronavirus related. Now, early on, I mentioned we would see the water crisis. Another thing that seems to be contributing, we've heard health experts highlight water is very, very important during this time. But in Zimbabwe, a lot of places are currently facing a water challenge issue. A lot of places do not have water, which has led to citizens going out there seeking water. We received a clip of what's happening going to Zetunga in Bulawayo, courtesy of SITE, Zenzele Ndebele, who is part of SITE, the founder of SITE. We received a clip whereby he highlights some of the issues that Bulawayo is facing. So let's head over to that clip so we see what kind of water challenges the city of Bulawayo is facing and what's been happening recently that has led to Abantu looking for water.
The water problem in Bulawayo has presented a lot of challenges to the residents of the city, with people trying all sorts of things to get water. We've seen people digging wells along the streams, bank rivers, sometimes in places where sewage is flowing. We've also heard that in other parts of the western suburbs, people are actually, you know, breaking city council water pipes so that they can get water. Today, where we are here is in New Magwegwe, and there is more like a pump station or reservoir or mini reservoir of some sort with pipes underground, and we see young kids coming in to get water. It is quite risky because anytime if that pit floods, that these kids can actually drown in this thing. But this also just shows how serious the water challenge is. I think it needs us as the city to work together, but also needs the vigilance of the parents to make sure that they monitor where kids get the water, because this substation or water pump, whatever it is, it's not covered. So kids go in to get the water, and I think it's actually quite risky. So we encourage parents and the city council to actually monitor that while these people are looking for water, we don't end up losing lives because of freak accidents that might happen.
All right, shout out to Zenzele Ndebele and the guys from Sight for that report there. Zulugandabale has one ngempela loko kwenza kala yokubulawayo muri eZimbabwe muri kuzvionera oka nemaziso enyu muchizvinzwira omega zviri kuitika kubulawayo kuvanhu achitsvaga mvura. But now the issue of water sources, like I mentioned earlier on, is not just restricted to Bulawayo. Let us head over to Harare to see what's happening in Harare, whereby they're also facing water challenges. A couple of days ago, Studio 7 correspondent Rutendo Mawere was in Epworth, where she got to speak to some people who were looking for amanzi. Let's head over to her to hear what they had to say about their water challenges. This is all happening during the time that the nation is fighting coronavirus. You heard there from some of the residents themselves are complaining about the issue of water. So just as a recap, earlier on Muria Zimbabwe, we had a conversation with Dr. Chinotendas Memeza, who was touching on the issue of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. One more time, a recap. Over 7,531 coronavirus cases in Zimbabwe, 224 deaths, and approximately 5,700 people have contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. That's what's happening. You heard him touching on several different facets, and we also touched on, as you have mentioned, as has been mentioned by several different medical experts, not just here Panopachirongwa Chiluchevechidiki on The Connection, but on our several different live talk segments and our several different coverages, and medical experts across the world, water is a very essential thing because you need to wash your hands. But now in places like Bulawayo, in places like Harare, Vanwaruchema, the people are complaining about their access to water. Chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Mike Hove Silusi Zingempela Mure Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we're working from home, and this is a pre-recorded program, so you're not able to join us as per usual. Nonetheless, Tidipano, Pachirongwa Chiluchewe Chitiki, Ushelo The Connection, Lilami o Mike Hove.
Zikipanda poe kamang mawiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist Kiwa Nye Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, ababiza nye corona, inte corona. Time building and social distancing. As Kezen is under, always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majita. Easy.
Shout out to my Weezer on the beat. We are showing him Pelu. It's easy, Majita. Easy, Gulula. 2019 is the number to dial if you're looking to get more information on COVID-19. If you suspect that you may be showing COVID-19 symptoms in Zimbabwe, once again, shout out to Mawiza. Now, let's head over to the second segment of the show, when we're talking about the fight against corruption. Early on, I mentioned that last week, the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, as many know it, recently launched an app or a platform, online platform, which targets helping people report corruption in Zimbabwe anonymously. This is going to be online, and it's available on their Twitter pages as you keep watching the program. For those who don't know what it looks like, I urge you once again to come to our broadcast on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Nipa VOA Ndebele, soon after our radio broadcast, and you'll see what this app, what this platform looks like. They talk about it constantly on the Twitter pages. So that's what happened last week. But before we head deeper into hearing what Zimbabwean youth have to say, over the weekend, VOA reporter, once again, Rutendo Mawere, shout out to her, managed to get a hold of the ZAC chairperson, Mrs. Lois Matanda Moyo, who kind of gave us a little more insight as to what led to them creating this platform, and of course, why is it so important for them as ZAC to go online.
Platform yekuti vanenya ya the corruption vanokwanisa kumhangara vachitexta pa platform iyoyo vasinga zikanwi kuti yabva papi, nekuti yakagadzirwa kuti inongobva pa same place ma messages. Saka hazvikwanisiki chero dai vakatresa vakwanisi kuona kuti iyi message yabva kukwati yabva kupi nekupi. Saka iapplication iri secure inoita kuti vamhangari vedu vange vakachengetedzwa vasingazokwanisi kuti vangateerwa vachishungurudzwa. Tikutoti tuye neplatform iyoyo tanga taona vakawanda vachiuya kuzoti nyaya tinadzo, asi totya kuti tidini tikutaurirei nyaya idzodzi, nekuti tikutaurirei zvinokwanisa kuzotidzokera, nekuti vamwe vedu vakambodzingwa, vamwe vakadai. Saka tinoona kuti vanhu vane chido zvikuru chekuti uori hupere muZimbabwe. Saka vanoda chose kuuya nemareports, asi vaingotya nekuda kwekushungurudzwa kwanga kuripo nevakuru vemabasa vanenge varivo vari kuita zvecorruption zvacho. Saka tinotarisira kuti vanhu vachatanga kumhangara zvakanyanya zvikuru.
All right, you just heard there from Mrs. Lois Matanda Moyo, ZAC chairperson, who was basically breaking down what led to them as ZAC are creating this online platform. She highlights how a lot of people have highlighted that they want to report crime, they want to report corruption in the country, but they fear the repercussions of that come with them. And so ZAC decided, let's make this very simple for Zimbabweans. Let's create an online platform that allows someone to report crime anonymously, to tip off ZAC, and ZAC will be able to act on that. So to hear how effective that is, I decided, let me reach out to the youth. We're going to hear from the technology experts. We're going to be hearing from our civil society leaders, and we're going to be hearing from our legal experts to hear how efficient something like this will be in the fight against corruption. The first person we're going to head over to is an interview that I had with Ashton Bumira, who is the director of Youth Forum Zimbabwe. Ashton touches on the discussion of what ZAC is doing, whether or not it will help in the fight against corruption, and their concerns as the youth of Zimbabwe. Let's hear what Ashton had to say.
Yeah, I think first of all, I think I need to, you know, appreciate the move which they have taken in terms of, you know, establishing that tip-off, you know, mobile application. But I think I need to be quick to say that, you know, in Zimbabwe at the moment, the problem we have, it's not about, you know, reporting corruption. I think we have a problem with the institutions, you know, which fight corruption, precisely ZAC, the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. So the problem we are having here in Zimbabwe is, for example, I think ZAC, it needs to do a lot, you know, in terms of, you know, gaining trust of Zimbabweans, because at the moment I can tell you that we have cases which are actually in the courts. For example, I can give you the case of, you know, Obadiah Moyo, the former minister. I can also talk about, you know, Guaya, another case. There's also the Mfumira case. So for me, my point really is, in as much as it is important to have platforms where, you know, citizens, they can report corruption, but I think the biggest test is with regards to, for example, if there are cases which are in the courts, what is it that the, you know, institutions which are supposed to, you know, fight corruption are doing? We also have, you know, the problem with our judiciary. You know, a lot of people, they say, and I think they are correct, they say ZAC, it's not, you know, independent in terms of the way they discharge their duties. So I would say, on one hand, it is, you know, a welcome development that we now have, you know, a mobile application where, you know, as citizens, we can actually report anonymously. But I think a lot, you know, needs to be done in terms of, you know, bringing, you know, confidence, trust, you know, from the citizens. I mean, with regards to the institutions which are supposed to be, you know, fighting corruption. Mm-hmm. I think that's my take.
Now, let me ask you this, Ashton. You talked about ZAC. ZAC, as an independent body, their job is to investigate and arrest people. and bring them before the court. If they're using this platform to, because when I was listening to some of the sentiments echoed by the chairperson, Lois Matanda Moyo, and she was saying she's excited about this development because one of the issues is that people feared reporting corruption because they feared the repercussions that at times come with reporting corruption. And so she was excited that people can now anonymously report corruption, highlighting how they feel as an organization allows them to fight corruption better. You were talking about how the whole catch and release situation, how does SAC come into this whole play? Because they would have done their part of investigating and bringing the issue to light.
Yeah, I think on that issue, I think the problem, you know, even reading from newspapers is, you know, some of these cases, you know, they end up, you know, collapsing in our courts because of, you know, probably lack of evidence. So I would say on that end, I think what is happening is, you know, I don't know, maybe it will be intentional. Maybe Zach is bringing, you know, these cases with weak evidence so that, you know, at the end of the day, even in the courts, you know, the cases will not, you know, stand scrutiny. And, you know, we then end up having, you know, these big high-profile cases just falling away. So in a way, I cannot authoritatively say that is what is happening, probably. But, you know, as citizens, we end up, you know, feeling that probably there's a coordination between SAC and also the judicial system here in Zimbabwe.
Tomo batanya ine rumiro amai eva bumira. Takaona last week zvakaitwa nesangano reSAC vakaparura chirongwa icho chakanangana nokubatsira mukurwisana nenyaya yehuori munyika. Sevechidiki makambouyawo panapa pachirongwa mukabata nyaya yehuori mukati aiwa nyaya yehuori yanetsa munyika. Nemaundo renyu mungati danho riri kutorwa iri neSAC rinobatsira.
Danho riri kutorwa iri danho rakanaka chaizvo. Because iko zvino sevechidiki kumatimana enyika yese vanenge vakukwanisa kuti varipote masitawo asingaonekwe. Saka izvi ndoona kuti zvinobetsera pakuti hapana anenge achitya kuripota kana kumhangara zvinenge zvichitika kunzvimbo dzavanenge vachigara. Asi rega nditaure mashoko aya ndichiti iko zvino dambudziko ratinaro kuno kuZimbabwe, dambudziko hombe, nderekuti iro sangano reSAC iri rine dzimwe nyaya dzekumatare nedzimwe nyaya dzavari kuongorora. Vechidiki vakawanda vanoona sekuti mabatiro avanenge vachiita nyaya idzi hazvisi kupa, hazvigutsi. Zvakawanda zvo tinoona sekuti vari kunyenyeredza and hapana zvavari kunyatsoita zvinobatika. So izvinezvi taane iyo application yakauya yekuti vanhu vavange vachitaura pauyu, but kana iyo SAC isingagoni kuita basa nemazvo hapana chinombobuda. Isusu kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti SAC inofanha kunge ichiongorora ndatiti nhau dziripo dzakatomhangarwa, nhau dziri kumatare vanofanha kunge vachinyatsotsvaga, vachiita tsvagurudzo yekuwana umbowo hwekuti kana vachinge vaenda kumatare avo vanenge vachinge vachipomerwa mhosva dzekuita huori vange vachibatwa ende vachizopiwa mutongo zvisiri zviri kuitika parizvi.
Asi mungati decision yeSAC here yekuona kuti ndiani anopiwa mutongo, nekuti iwo basa ravo nderokungotsvagawo hombowo nekuongorora nyaya sezvakaitika pana Dr. Obed Diamoyo, zvikaitika zvekare pana vaimbove minista mai Prisca Mfumira. Vese ava vanhu vakuru chaivo vakainvestigatewa vakatosungwa vakatoenda nyaya dzavo dzichiri kumatare izvozvo tichitaura, so vari out yatinoti nechirungu bail, asi nyaya dzavo dzichiripo. Saka chii chinoita kuti muti sevechidiki muti aiwa Zaka isikushanda nemazvo?
Isusu maonero edu sevechidiki ndeyekuti tinoona sekuti Zaki painoita tsvagurudzo yeumbowo ichiendesa nyaya idzi kumatare haisi kunyatsoendesa umbowo wakazara, umbowo hwakajeka, zvinhu zvinenge zvichiitika zvainenge yapiwa. Saka isu tinoona sekuti nyaya idzi padzinenge dzichizoenda kumatare, nyaya idzi dziri kuzopedzisira dzichidonha kana dzichitadza kuenderera kumberi, because vekumatare ava vanenge vachiona pasina umbowo hunobatika. So isusu kurudziro yedu yatiinayo kuSAC ndeyekuti SAC kana ichinge ichiita tsvagurudzo ichi, ndaitore nguva yakareba vachiita tsvagurudzo, wova nehumbo hwakazara angava madocuments angava maaccounts anenge achiratidza kufamba kwemari hungava humbo hwedzimba dzinenge dzakavakwa hungava humbo hwezvinhu zvakawanda isusu tinokurudzira kuti zvake inofanha kunge ichizoisira nyaya idzi kumatare vachinge vane humbowo hwakazara zvinoita izvo kuti kana nyaya iyi ichinge yazopinda kudare nyaya iyi inenge iri pachena.
Zulukandaba, muri eZimbabwe, you're hearing there from Ashton Bumira osakhulayo owenhlanganiso Youth Forum Zimbabwe. Uyasho ngempela umbono wakhe mayelana ngalolu hlelo lweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. So for those that are watching our stream, liyazibonela ngempela Zulukandaba abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile hambani kukhasi eleZak ku-Twitter. Bayabhala ngempela ukuthi abafisa you know, who reporter in Dabas and Koshagalo Hambani, Ebule Njini Dega Hamba, www.zacc.online /tipoffs. That is zac.online/tipoffs. Alilako ugu reporter in Dabalez is in Koshagalo, anonymously. Lapha u-Ashton uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi ngempela yena njengosakhulayo hayi abeZak uyabachayela ihlombe kodwa uthi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa mustn't just look for ways of fixing indaba le enkohlakalo kodwa kumele bazame ngamandla bonke ukulungisisa le ndaba catch and release ukuthi yena ubona ngani lokho okwenzakala ngesikhathi sikadokotela Obadiah Moyo njalo owaye nguminister u-honorable Prisca Mfumira laye owaboshwa besetheswa icala lwenkohlakalo lokutshontsha imali lezinto ezijeneyo uthi hayi yena njengosakhulayo akathabanga ngendaba yokuthi bonke bobabili laba that we just talked about they're still out on bail. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi uhulumende kumele azame ngempela ngamandla wakhe wonke to make sure that such cases that are already still in court, right, they come to a conclusion. But now let's head over to another young person, an entrepreneur, umnumzana uJohn Mchenje. Mchenje touches on his thoughts as a young entrepreneur on what Zak has recently done. Young entrepreneurs across the whole country are all crying about the issue of corruption because the issue of corruption is one of the reasons as to why the state of the economy is currently where it's at. Let's head over to John Mchenje to hear what he has to say about Zak's latest move.
Danu rakatorwa ne Zak idanu rinofadza munyika yeZimbabwe takanangana nekurwisa uhori. President wedu Mnangagwa vari on record almost every time vaitaura kuti pasino uhori nekuti uhori hunotora mari inofanira kuve ichishandiswa for development ichishandiswa nevanhu zvisiri pamutemo saka tinoti isu sevechidiki pasino uhori danu rakaitwa neZak rekuti tichikwanisa kuvaudza uhori huri kuitika mawhatsapp numbers avo. Inova danho rakanaka rekuti chondiri kuchiredzi chondiri kukariba I can report nyaya dziri kuitika dzeuori pasina kuti ndiwe ndauya kumaofisa vari kuHarare saka tinofara chaizvo nedanho ravakatora rekurwisa uori.
Tine hurukuro dzataita nevamwewo vevechidiki vanoti danho iri kairi kuti rishande hurumende uyezve sangano reZak vanofanirwa kutanga vagadzirisa nyaya iyi yecatch and release. Tipewo maonero enyu pamusoro pezvemashoko aya avari kutaura.
Mukatarisa zvaakuita mukuru wedu wenyika mazuva ano vari kuti anenge abatwa ane mhosva anoenda kujeri zvichiendera nemutongo waanenge apiwa nemutemo wedu wenyika. Mukaona zvakaitika pana minista vedu vanga varipo kudhara vaObadiah Moyo vakanengenderwa mhosva yekuti vakaita uhori pakutenga kwezvinhu zvecovid nobva vatomiswa basa ipapo ipapo semuna mai Mpfumira. Zvinoratidza kuti mukuru wedu wenyika ane kurevesa kwaakuita panyaya dzekurwisa denda recorruption riri munyika. Nyika yedu ine matambudziko akawanda arimo kuri kubvudza nemasanctions atakapiwa nevachena ava asi isuwo semazimbabwens tikavawo responsible tikakwanisa kuchengetedza zvatiinazvo muno kuti kana mari ichinge yanzi ndeyekugadzira road ngaigadzire road zvichiendera namakotations anenge aripo pasina kuti vanhu vanotutsira mari dzavo pamusoro zvakafana zvakaitika izvi zvekuma mask yekuti mask 1 inozvanga yekuita $24 idzo dzita kuma 5. Saka tiri kuti kuritika kufaita zvakanaka munyika yedu yeZimbabwe tinokwanisa kukunda chero masanctions aripo. Patomboti uori ngakuite ushoma kuti anenge abatwa ngaavharigwe mukati atongerwe jere.
Sevechidiki veZimbabwe, zvii zvatingaita mukubatsira mukurwisana nedambudziko iri ratekeshera nyika yose?
Isevechidiki tinoti commission yakagadzirwa nemukuru wenyika yakanaka uye iri kufaita corruption. But tinotiwo sevechidiki todawo space yedu mukati meboard iroro recorruption. Nokuti vechidiki tisi takawanda munyika inoyi uye tisi vatungamiri vemangwana. So chikumbiro chedu chekuti pawani kukota mumabhodhi ese kungava kucorruption kuti 25% yevanhu vanenge vari imomo ngava vana vechidiki. So that tinodzidza kuvakuru vanenge varipo uye tinenge tinoonyadza tichiona dzecorruption. Saka vamwe vedu kana vachinge vari mubhodhi iroro zvinenge zviri nyore kwatiri kuti ripote nyaya dzakadaro.
All right, that was John Mchenje, a young entrepreneur. We are showing him pelu kutai. Yena uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, yena njengo sakulayo ubona ngani uyasebenza gadalala ekuqedeni kodubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni. He also touches on indaba le ukuthi hayi yena ubona ngani lokhu kusandukwenziwa yinhlanganiso ezak hayi uthi abashayela ihlombe njengo sakhulayo. Uthintile njalo udaba lwe-catch and release esithi yena ulethemba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kulungisisa lokhu. Likubona njani isulu kandaba? Please send us ama text ku WhatsApp ku number ethi +12024650318. Lisicho phela umbono wenu. Libona ngani lokho kwenziwa yiZak kulakho ukuqeda na udaba lwenkohlakalo elizweni? You can also write laba abazabe bebukela ku Facebook balani imibono yenu kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele. Saka ndilo zvashitsarwa naba John Mchenje wechidiki uyezwe anova businessman muZimbabwe aiwa mazvinzura Gamuri yeZimbabwe vamuchenje vachiti aiwa sangano re Zak vanorovera maoko vari kufara zvekare sevechidiki vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa iri kushanda nemazvo mukupedza dambudziko recorruption. But now, what do the legal experts have to say? We reached out to Paida Saurombe. He's a legal expert. He is a lawyer under Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to hear what he has to say about Zak's latest move and whether or not such a move can help in terms of the fight against corruption. Let's hear what Paida had to say.
Thank you so much, Mike. The digital platform being introduced by Zak in the fight against corruption, it is a welcome move. In my view, it will aid in terms of information being brought to the attention of Zak. What, however, I am not sure about is the effectiveness of the platform. What measures will be taken that the information remains anonymous, but at the same time, the information becomes genuine. It is one thing to introduce a platform where you are saying people should come forth with information on corruption, but that information also being genuine information which can assist the commission, information that can aid in some of the cases that have already been put in place to get a successful closure in terms of the processes that are already taking place in the courts.
Do you think that this will help in Zimbabwe's fight against corruption?
Mike, as you would not, the fight against corruption in Zimbabwe, it's not a fight that has been waiting for a platform. It's not a fight that has been incapacitated, or it's not a fight that has been unsuccessful because of the lack of resources. But it is one that needs willpower from the politicians, if I may say, to actually fight against corruption. It is a fight that requires dedication. As you would note, we already have got statutory bodies that are tasked with fighting corruption in Zimbabwe. It is a matter of willpower.
We have heard experts argue that this will not help because the actual fight against corruption in Zimbabwe should come with dealing with the catch and release issue first. What do you think about their sentiments?
It is a correct our sentiment, as I've already highlighted, that what we lack in our fight against corruption is transforming that fight from being a simply a mere rhetorical issue into a practical issue that we really work on fighting against corruption. It should also not be an issue of the fight against corruption being turned into a political tool to hammer on opponents. As you would notice that currently in our jurisdiction, the fight against corruption has often been abused into going after political opponents. The phrase catch and release, I think at some point in time, it needs to be dissected on what really is meant about it. I really hope that when we talk about catch and release in Zimbabwe, we are not talking about those who would have been found guilty of corruption, being granted bail by the courts, but we are talking about the arrests that are made with cases that do not end up being prosecuted and they just have a natural death or they stay in the courts for years and years. And later on, you hear that those cases have been dismissed, cases which are brought to court without the necessary investigations having been done. They are brought to court. People are placed on remand for years on end. Naturally, they are removed from remand. There are no further investigations that you hear of the cases. With the platform coming into place, without the necessary commitments that we really want to fight corruption and we want the public to assist, I think it then becomes a mere rhetoric, as I've already said.
Now, my last question to you, Paida, does the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act have any impact on the functionalities of ZAC's new platform?
The Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, obviously, it will have an impact in terms of the functionalities of ZAC's new platform. The information that will be harnessed from such a platform, which will be coming from the public, going to a constitutional body, which is the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, will obviously then be guided by certain provisions of Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, in that ZAC cannot then go on to release information and, as it were, to prosecute those who they've brought in that information. And in that information actually becoming public, it will also have to follow certain procedures where you cannot just have that information released willy-nilly, but it should actually act to aid in the investigations that ZAC would be conducting.
All right, Paida Saurombe, he is a lawyer there, touching on his thoughts as a young legal expert on what ZAC recently done. Tell us your thoughts, Muriel Zimbabwe. What's up? +1 202 465 0318. But now, earlier on, you also heard from Mrs. Lois Matandamoyo, the ZAC chairperson, who was highlighting that this platform works based on anonymity, saying that you, as the reporter, if you choose to use this platform, you can report your you can report corruption anonymously. And this is a conversation that will happen solely between you and ZAC online. How safe can this be? I decided to reach out to a tech expert, Michael Ngube, to hear what he thinks in terms of whether or not such a platform is safe and how effective such a move would be. Let's hear what Michael had to say.
Honestly, I feel this is the best move that we have needed for quite some time. And I think going this way is the best way to help people to come out and speak out in whatever way when there's any misconduct or corruption that needs to be exposed.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's dive a little deep into it. You mentioned that you feel it's a positive way. We look at, for example, the mobile penetration in Zimbabwe. We look at how many people have access to data and so forth and the expenses behind it. Something that could negatively affect, or is there an impact? What is the impact of that in terms of people now utilizing this way towards reporting corruption?
In honest truth, here in Zim, data, we cannot neglect that fact. Data is really expensive. Of late, we've been having data increase. Like within a period of 30 days, you can have something like tariffs being reviewed twice or so in a month. And it's really difficult for majority of people to afford data. But well, in town, you can find a couple of free internet hotspots where people can access the internet. It's quite a number of spots which are available for people to access internet for free.
Right. But is this only in major cities? Is this across the whole nation? Where is this?
Unfortunately, for now, I think from my understanding, it's in major cities. In remote areas, there are no facilities like that. There are no places where people can get free internet. So that's the only bummer that we have concerning this.
All right. Now, let me delve a little deeper into your tech mind on this one here. We were listening to the chairperson of Zuck announcing the mobile application, and the one thing she seemed to take pride in is the fact that people will be able to report this anonymously. No tracing whatsoever. It's just a relationship between a server of the person's mobile subscriber and Zuck.
Yeah. Okay.
How safe is something like that for the ordinary Zimbabwean who would want to utilize this platform to report corruption?
Well, from my investigation with this app, I understand it has two-way communication authentication, should I say, which only allows only the sender and the receiver to be able to get whatever information is passed between those two channels. So there is no way that any other third party can access that information that is being shared by the whistleblower.
All right, Michael, yeah, yeah. Technology. Ukubona njani lokho kwenziwa inhlanganiso yeZuck ukuthi sebefisa ukusebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku ekulwisaneni ngodubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni?
Uhlelo lolu lulungile ngendlela yokuthi luyancedisa abantu ukuthi bakwanise ukuphumela phandle bakhulume ngezindaba ezenzakalayo eziyinkohlakalo ezenzakalayo endaweni ezitshiyetshiyeneyo. So kuyancedisa nje izinto eziningi ezinjalo.
Siyezwa abantu abaningi bekhala ngale ndaba ye-data njengoba kuzabe kusetshenziswa ama-cellphone. Imitshina yakulezi nsuku, ubona ngani abantu abaningi bazasebenzisa le ndlela na ukuripota inkohlakalo elizweni?
Yeah, khona silohlupho ngakhonapha nje ukuthi i-data yinto ehluphayo, into edulayo okwalesi sikhathi elizweni lakithi ngoba ihlala ikhwela njalo nje imihla namalanga. Kodwa-ke okukhona khathesi ukuthi kulezi ndawo ezitshiyetshiyeneyo edolobheni lapha ukuthi abantu bakwanisa ukuhamba, bekwanisa ukuthi bengene ku-internet besende ama-messages abo besebenzise i-internet for free.
Lapha basemaphandleni-ke?
Ya, khonapha uhlupho yilolo nalolo ukuthi emaphandleni azikho izindawo ezinjalo.
Sizwe u-chairperson weZuck esiqhenya ngempela sisithi hayi, i-app le wonke umuntu uzathola ithuba lokuyisebenzisa, ariporti inkohlakalo esingathi ngesikhiwa anonymously. Ubona ngani ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku ukuzasiza na kulolu dubo nxa sesikhangela lolu dubo ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayasaba ukuriporta inkohlakalo ngenxa yokuthi kule zinto eziningi ezenzakalayo for to abantu abariporta inkohlakalo elizweni?
Khona lolu hlelo sibili luyasiza ngakhona lokhu ukuthi abantu bekwanise ukuphumela phandle bekhulume zonke mhlawumbe unkohlakalo ekhona ngaphandle lapha. So ekukhulumeni khona phana uma bephumela phandle bekhuluma inkohlakalo yonke eyenzakalayo, ba-protected, abantu bavikelekile ngokuba kumbe ithi platform leyi ekhona iyabavikela ngendlela yokuthi ile tunnel yokuthi abantu akula omunye umuntu ongangenela enkulumeni kumbe ezintweni abantu ababezikhulumile beziveza ukuthi ziyinkohlakalo. So kuyabe kuphela kuziwa umuntu oyabe ethunyelwe leyo message kuphela.
So kahle kahle ukuthi uZulu kumele athembe ngempela ukuthi angasebenzisa le ndlela. So, okuphumayo it's between wena njalo abenhlanganiso yeZakha.
Hayi, kuya kuyinhlanganiso yeZakha kuphela lawe oyabe reporter kuphela. Abanye laba abangazama ukungena ngaphakathi abangeke bekwanise ngoba lolu hlelo luvikelekile, sibe luyavikela abantu
Michael Ncube, technology expert, high standard wonga. Michael Ncube, ngokungena kuhlelo uyasho ngempela ukuthi Zulukandaba, trust this platform would be very for you to be able to, for your information to get out there, someone has to really want it. Ngenxa yokuthi the way that the system is set up, it's a conversation between you and Zach anonymously. But now as we wrap up our conversation, Zulukandaba, I decided, you know what, let me showcase some Zimbabwean talent. For those that have been watching comedy in Zimbabwe recently, there's a young guy named Victor Mpofu who does a lot of skits whereby he pretty much imitates President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He recently did a skit on COVID-19. Victor Mpofu recently spoke to Reuters, and because of our relationship with Reuters, we're able to show you this clip. So let's head over to the conversation that Victor had whereby he's talking about his work. And highlights what exactly inspires him as a young Zimbabwean to partake in such a path. Let's head over to him.
What we're simply saying is there are problems, right? These problems, we highlight them through our content to say, what do you think about this? Do you feel we should continue going on like this? Do you think we have a solution to this? If there is a solution, what is the solution? And the more people comment, the more people react, the more we get also the basis for the next skit, the more we get the basis for the next content that we put out. We as your government, we will guard against external forces, anything that try to hijack our revolution. It's even more difficult doing it doing it because you have the fear of disappearing, you have the fear of being abducted. You don't know whether your content will touch on the right nerve or the wrong nerve, right? So you always live in fear. We don't know what we put out there. We just create the content and we put it out there. There's a government that is clueless in dealing with COVID-19 and that same economy. So it's important for us now to peg this into satire. Instead of them to drown into depression, to drown into stress, to drown into anxiety attacks, we give them humor that, you know, sometimes it's good to laugh. It the escape of laughter is critical in times like this. We have heard your cries. Zimbabweans' lives matter. Ndo pamabona. Never come on. And it.
There are some people who are afraid to make jokes about the president. So after seeing such videos, they'll be comfortable. And, I mean, it's part of democracy to satirize the president. So it's very important that he does what he does so that we exercise our constitutional rights in a democratic country.
We don't really have that freedom. So I feel like satire is the only way to go, because then you manage to bring out deep issues that are happening in the country and societies.
The intention is one day maybe the message will lead to something that is positive, that helps all the people as Zimbabweans.
Zimbabwe is open for business. As a listening president, the voice of God is the voice of the people. I thank you.
And Victor Mpofu of stand-up comedy, he's using comedy to educate the world, to educate Zimbabweans on what's happening in their surroundings. He talks about COVID-19, the country's management of COVID-19. He talks about democracy. He talks about a lot of things there. Shout out to Victor Mpofu for his amazing work. Murezimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi kwanele kwanamhla sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. We have come to an end of our program today. Just as a recap, COVID figures in Zimbabwe as we speak. 7,531 COVID cases, 224 dead, and approximately 5,700 have recovered. Coronavirus. We also touched on the Zach's move of introducing an online whistleblower platform. Let's meet same time, same place here on The Connection. Pano Panepenuro, yes, Studio 7. Ano kuoneka inemfaru. Dini wenyu Mike Hove, Muri Zimbabwe. Bye-bye! We'll be right back.